Legends 92.9 now brings you
Lyrics and Legends
with your host, Gary Ware.
Program you listen to is Lyrics and Legends on 92.9 FM in Shamrock, Texas. Got a good one this week. We've got a local legend in my own mind anyway. I see him on TV, so he's got to be famous. We have with us in the studio Ed Montana from Amarillo, Texas.
Oh, certainly good to be here, I'll tell you that.
Man, I appreciate you driving over. You had to come all the way down I-40 to be with here.
Only seven deer on the road.
Only seven deer.
Flat.
That's the time of year we're in.
Yes, it is.
All right, so we're going to learn a little bit about where in the world Ed Montana came from and how you ended up in Amarillo, Texas. We're going to listen to some of your music and hopefully get a good story about a rodeo or two in here in the meantime. So starting out, where were you born?
At Selfridge Air Force Base, right outside of Detroit, Michigan.
All right, good country boy, born in just
Detroit.
In Detroit.
Yeah. And, there's a lot of them there in the hood.
So your dad was a
Air Force.
Air Force, sir. Okay. You were a military brat, so you grew up.
I wasn't so much military, but.
Okay. Just a brat, though.
Yeah, I was at Kelly down at Lackland in San Antonio, and then Tillamook, Oregon, Air Force Base, and then back to Michigan. And been in all kinds of places.
All right. So where were, were you bounce around from school to school then,
I guess? Went from seventh grade through 2 years of a junior college in southwest corner of Utah.
All right.
Down by St. George, Cedar City, Zion National Park, little town called Parowan.
All right. Went through Cedar City one October on a motorcycle and... It was snowing. And
Went through Parowan, too.
Then. Oh, okay.
18 miles away.
Oh, my primary interest was getting somewhere where I could get off, but that's another story for another program. So
you was on I-15.
So anyway, we contacted you about getting you to come over and do some music with us and kind of learn a little bit about you. I've seen you quite a bit on Channel 10 on Tuesdays, I think.
Have a great time on News Channel 10 and talk about things that are going on in the panhandle. A lot of the charitable organization, not so much commercial events, but church suppers and the 4-H things for the kids and rodeos and kind of the Western lifestyle events.
All right.
We'd be glad to talk about it.
All right. We want to feature some music, and I hate to talk a whole lot without playing a song. And
I've got a brand new one.
Start out with a new one here.
Brand new song. This song, it really came to mind about a month ago. And sang it for my brother-in-law and my two sisters down in New Mexico. And they said, you got to record that now. It's ready to go. So I got back to Amarillo and recorded over at Carlos Caso's place, Audio Refinery. And it goes like this. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? These words, they were written in the middle of a fight. As the battle raged on, sometimes she did sigh, but with the first rays of sun, you could still see the flag. Francis Scott Key is a man who was there. He left us his vision so that we all could share in the birth of a nation, not to boast or to brag, where we kneel before God and we stand for the flag. We kneel before God in the land of the free and stand for the flag, 'cause that's the way that it should be. So always be thankful for the things that you have. It's why we kneel before God and we stand for the flag. Oh, glory's been challenged, but she always passed the test. Of all the flags I've ever seen, I love this one the best. And with the blood of our patriots, some gave all that they had, they'd still kneel before God and they'd stand for the flag. We kneel before God in the land of the free and stand for the flag, 'cause that's the way that it should be. So always be thankful for the things that you have. That's why we kneel before God and we stand for the flag. That's why we kneel before God and we stand for the flag.
All right, what a way to kick it off. That's a good song. Program's Lyrics and Legends. We've got Ed Montana in the studio with us from Amarillo, Texas, learning a little bit about Ed and his music, and that was called Stand.
We Stand.
We Stand. All right.
And that one, for a little plug, is on Facebook and YouTube, and you can download it and share it and send it to a soldier friend that you know, and
All right. Let
them know that we do stand for the flag in this country.
Great idea. I have no doubt where the inspiration from that one came from. So.
And there's a little video that goes with it as well. So.
Okay. I think I watched that today, actually, trying to learn a little bit about you before you walked in the studio. Right. So, hey, talk a little bit about who your influences were growing up musically.
Well, I got to give credit to my dad, who the Air Force man we just talked about. And
now, where did he grow up? Was he
mostly Michigan?
Michigan, okay.
Yeah. And he always yearned to be out west. He loved. I've got pictures of Dad when he was 10 and 11 years old, wearing a pair of shotguns, chaps, his boots with his holster, his vest, his cowboy hat, his horse standing next to him, and his accordion.
Right,
he loved music. Grew up with the polka music, the German and Slovenian. He had a big hit song in 1963, sold millions of copies, called In Heaven There is
No Beer. That's why that we drink it here.
That was my daddy's.
See, I know a song. That's awesome.
And so he started us off playing music, but he was torn between the polka music and the accordions that you'd hear in Sons of the Pioneers.
Yeah.
He always wanted to be out west, so he drove out Route 66, he and a buddy, from Detroit to Las Vegas was their goal in 1966, and came right through here, I'm sure.
I'm sure that probably had to happen.
And he said he came back, and I think it was a month later, we packed up, and I remember the big Beacons truck, or Mayfly, I think it was a Beacons truck, pulled up, and we packed our stuff, and it was gone.
Now, you've got, you said a sister and a brother?
Right, two sisters and one brother.
Two sisters and one brother.
All play.
All right.
Play and sing, and it's just, my dad put it in all of us.
All right.
But as far as you ask me, I used to rake hay and bale hay at night in the tractor listening on an 8-track. Right in the middle of the song, it always go, or it's, and eat it.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
No. But anyway, I'd listen to Merle Haggard and Sons of the Pioneers, Jim Reeves. I mean, Jim Reeves probably my favorite singer. He or Bing Crosby.
Yeah, Jim Reeves. Yeah, that's a good one.
This nice and smooth. Charlie Pride, Bob Wills, Texas Swing, this two-step shuffles, Hank Thompson. I mean, there's...
Yeah, so you started getting into music when?
Oh, when 7 years old.
7 years old.
Yes,
were you playing the accordion then? Or
no, I still can't.
Still can't? Me and you both.
The stomach Steinway.
That's a good one.
So. Yes.
So then you had a little family band.
Right. My sister sang. My little brother played upright bass, and Dad on the squeeze box, and I'd play the acoustic, and we played cowboy music and songs and Sons of the Pioneer style of tunes.
You got one of those style songs we could listen to that's got that flavor?
Sure. When evening chores are over at our ranch house in the hills, all I have to do is lay around. I'll saddle up my old pony and go riding down the trail, just to watch that desert sun riding down the canyon to watch the sun go down. It's a picture no artist e'er could paint. Cactus plants are blooming, sagebrush everywhere. I hear a coyote howling for its mate. I'll tell you folks, it's heaven to be riding down the trail just to watch that desert sun go down. And I'll saddle up my old pony and go riding down the trail just to watch that desert sun go down.
So was that a Gene Autry song originally?
Yes, it was.
All right. So
written by Gene Autry and Smiley Burnett as they were traveling down Route 66 through the canyons where it drops off west of Amarillo into New Mexico.
Well, okay. All right. That's a great song.
Yeah. Now, I think they had an old cowboy movie called Riding Down the Canyon.
All right. Well, the program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends on 92.9 FM. We are just having a real good time visiting with Ed Montana from Amarillo, Texas. Ed, I appreciate you coming over here and visiting with us.
Well, I appreciate the invite. It's an honor to be, be part of this.
You're kind of our kind of guy.
You play the music I like to listen to.
Yeah, and that's one of the best things that happened to us is this new country stuff, because people like our station now. So
all the way from Conway to here.
You got it at Conway? Bumping heads over there with a couple of the Amarillo guys, and that's about as far as we can push it that way.
That's right.
So you were in Utah.
Oh, from about age 14 to 25.
Okay, and your family band, y'all travel and do local shows there?
Well, not anymore. No,
back when you were...
Back then, yes. Well, the one sister and her husband stayed home and took care of the farm and the cattle and the alfalfa. Little brother, little sis, myself, and dad, the four of us, put miles.
Rodeos.
From Calgary to Cheyenne to Denver to Fort Worth, back to Cheyenne to Florida and Fort Madison, Iowa, California, Arizona, Texas, Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth.
You were telling me kind of how you guys got hooked up with Coors. That was a pretty interesting story.
Well, it was when Coors Brewing Company out of Golden decided to become a major sponsor of PRCA. Wrangler was first, Coors was second. And the year before, they sent people out saying, go find out what is in Pro Rodeo that would be useful as a sponsorship menu. Of course, the barrel racing, a barrel of Coors, and the girls still race around the Coors barrels at the NFR and all over the country. If it's a PRCA-sanctioned rodeo, the barrels have the Coors logo on them, like the old the original banquet cans.
Right.
And they had the Coors man in the can, which was the funny man, the barrel man. For the bullfighting, the clown, he was in the Coors barrel walking around, you know, telling jokes with the announcer and such. And then there was this little cowboy band, which was an accordion, upright bass, an acoustic guitar, and a pretty girl singing. And that was us.
All right. I probably need to see a picture of your sister. Hopefully she's
she's got a really pretty tooth.
That's handy, you know.
See, the signal won't get to Las Cruces, New Mexico, will it?
We stream nationwide.
Well, oh, no.
I'll be posting this on your Facebook page.
Oh, so no. She's going to get me for that one.
Sister's going to kill you again. So.
Pay off.
And then again, we may not. But So anyway, you Coors got onto you guys at a
right,
event
and we
were doing
became the Coors Cowboy Band.
All right.
And 9 solid years at the NFR in Oklahoma City. And then when it moved out to Vegas, we were there 3 years. It moved in, I believe, 1985 from Oklahoma City to the national finals in Las Vegas.
Okay.
But we played at Rapid City, South Dakota, Fargo, Fort Madison, Iowa, rodeos in Michigan.
Do you know I've Been Everywhere, Man? Or
I know all the verses. Oh. Yeah. He didn't put Kidequay in there, did he?
No. We'll have to rewrite another verse for that thing. So anyway, you had a relationship with that part of it for 9 years, but you're still affiliated with Coors.
We came through Texas a lot. We went to a National Coors Distributor Convention, and they would see Coors had a hot air balloon that could come to your county fair or whatever event you had all throughout the country. There's 600 distributors. So there was a race car, there was a speedboat, there was a sky, you know, jet team that and parachuting and that sort of stuff, and there was a band. So we did a whole lot of rodeos, a lot of them in Texas, and I became good friends with people at Coors and Amarillo, the Reed family, who've been the Coors people since 1952.
Oh, okay.
And they had Coors in Amarillo, Abilene, and Waco. Three brothers.
So this probably doesn't have anything to do with the interview. Didn't they used to have a little bitty jet that was like a silver bullet jet?
Yeah, the Coors Light silver bullet.
You remember that, Kelly?
It was probably fit in the studio. It was a little tiny thing.
Yeah, I remember seeing that when you started talking about all those promotions.
And they had a Belgian hitch of black horses. There was stuff for the college things, and it was all the different marketing tools that were available to distributors. And so we could go and play in the arena at the rodeo. We'd play on parades on a float all decorated up, or the director's party or sponsor's parties and things. And so we traveled a lot, played a lot of music.
All right. Well, we want to hear another song. You got anything in mind you want to do?
Let me think here. I've got a new one. Got a lot of new ones. I don't know when they become old.
Batter up is what the umpire yelled as he stepped up to the plate. He was scared and nervous. This young boy had just turned 8. With his cleats dug in and his bat held high, he sent one for a ride. And as he rounded third on his way for home, his heart was full of pride. And he said, I just want to make my father proud. I know he's out there watching me. He's somewhere in the crowd. He taught me right from wrong and to never let the darkness bring you down. I just want to make my father proud. Willie stood tall at attention, proudly wearing his dress blues. The general said, First Sergeant, we're all here to say thank you. And with a purple heart pinned on his chest for courage on display, he said, I owe it all to my daddy. And then these words I heard him say, I just want to make my father proud. I know he's out there watching me. He's somewhere in the crowd. He taught me right from wrong and to never let the darkness bring you down. I just want to make my father proud. Well, the sky was dark and cloudy, and lightning filled the air. On a hill called Calvary, three crosses standing there. Well, between two men was a man who said, they know not what they do. And with his final breath, these words he said, they were meant for me and you. And he said, I just want to make my father proud. I know he's out there watching me. He's somewhere in the clouds. He taught me right from wrong and to never let the darkness bring it down. I just want to make my father proud. He taught me right from wrong and to never let the darkness bring it down. I know Jesus made our father proud.
That's great from my song. Daddy. All right, great song. Hey, what was the name of that one?
Called My Father Proud.
Well, the program's Lyrics and Legends. We've got Ed Montana from Amarillo, Texas in the studio. Kind of got up to the point where you're in Utah, and then Coors hired you guys to go do some shows for them, national finals and PRCA events around the country. And then at the end of 9 years, you stepped away from that. Or was that a family choice, or what happened there? Sister get mad at you?
Sister got married.
Okay, made fun of her.
Married to a rancher and a farmer down in Las Cruces. And she said, she's had enough.
All right.
And brother got married. And I said, well, Dad. And he was getting a little long in the tooth, so he didn't want to travel as much either. And I had an opportunity to move to Texas to be with the Coors people here in Amarillo, in the Texas Panda, Amarillo, Abilene, and Waco.
So what year was that? 87.
87,
okay.
Just 30 years ago.
All right.
Wow. And I've been working for them, doing special events, promotions. But I learned the beer business. Vance Reed, the owner, he said, you know, he's like my other father. And he said, I want you to learn the business from this side, from a wholesaler side. So I said, well, great. And so I started out in the warehouse and learned how the trucks get loaded and the forklifts, and then was a helper on a truck, and then ran a truck for a couple of years and was a sale, you know, all that stuff. You can't do anything unless you really know the inside and out, like a radio station.
Right.
You know, you've changed the light bulbs and everything else.
Well, huh? I haven't, but I have guys for that. But.
Yeah, my people.
Now, something you have to know about me is I come from a car dealer family.
Yes,
so
sir.
He's the radio guy. But, yeah, I kind of started out the same way with my grandfather started our dealership, and then my dad, and then so it's third generation. But, yeah, starting out washing cars and pushing brooms. But.
Well, that Vance's families all worked through it, and his brother families have where they didn't start, they didn't hire on as management.
So you came into Amarillo basically and put down roots there in 87.
Correct, and finally found my roots. Because I'd wandered around, I'd lived in Detroit, I've lived in Utah, I lived in Denver, I lived in Minnesota, lived in North Dakota, lived in Indiana. Great people everywhere I've been, good fishing in other places, not as good in some.
Now, when you guys were doing your 40 or 45 weeks a year or whatever you were doing?
We were all in southern Utah at that time.
Oh, okay. So you were based out of there, but you were traveling.
Yeah, and sister started, she started sporting this, my good friend, my brother-in-law in Las Cruces. And so she'd fly and meet us, and we did the driving. And slowly, you could tell it wasn't going to last, because playing music, being on the road, is not for a married person.
Right.
If you really want it to work and really dedicate yourself to it, you should be single.
Right.
I mean, anyone who picks out there, even on any level, whether you're top of the, you know, Garth Brooks or guys in a band banging around Texas Panhandle, it's a lot easier if you're single.
Anyway, you settled in Amarillo in 87 and you start doing.
Well, I was, I had just become single, and, everything I had would fit on this desk.
Okay, that makes it easy to travel with.
Other than my instruments. And I had my fishing tackle, a couple pair of boots, hat, jeans, and my instruments.
All right.
She took everything but my name.
There's a song.
Ouch.
And that happened in 87 or so, and then you're he's wanting to write. J.W. is talented songwriter, and if you look for J.W. Lane, you may see some of his stuff. He plays from here to Albuquerque, so pretty talented guy. So anyway, from 87, when the band broke up, then you were doing...
Well, we didn't break up. We just said, see ya.
It was kind of like the Eagles. We didn't really ever... You just kind of took a vacation.
And we... Mary got married and had a couple of babies and brothers. He was in Branson for a while playing the upright bass. He played with Doug Kershaw for some time. And I came to Amarillo, and Dad stayed at the home ranch in southern Utah.
So when you were in Amarillo working for Coors, when you were learning all that business, were you still doing some shows?
Yes, yes.
Mainly just in this area? Or
no, wherever. I've been fortunate to be able to continue. So I've been playing the music at California Rodeo Salinas. And that's how they say it.
Okay.
39 years.
Really?
Haven't missed one since 1980.
All right.
It's a huge, huge pro rodeo. Out on the, it's close to Carmel and Pebble Beach area in Monterey, about 18 miles from Monterey.
All
it's
right.
The largest rodeo in California. It's a great show. Great
so
show.
You're there pretty much
every year, every third year. Week of July. I've been there.
All willing.
Right. So yes, that's their official song. As a matter of fact, Saddle Up Salinas.
Saddle Up Salinas.
It's time we do it all again. And you know where you can meet us, in the town they call Salinas, at the California Rodeo. Get your boots and wear your cowboy hat. It's big week, so you'll be needing that. In the California sun, we'll be having cowboy fun at the California Rodeo. As I've traveled round the Wild West, oh, I'll tell you, it's the best. Saddle up all my cowboy friends. Yeah, it's time we do it all again. And you know where you can meet us, in the town they call Salinas, at the California Rodeo. I'll take us to Salinas, boys.
And we're back. The program is Lyrics and Legends. We've got Ed Montana in the studio. The song we just listened to was the official song of the
California Rodeo.
Salinas.
They say it Rodeo. It's in honor of the Spanish ranches where they would rodeo to each other and help each other brand in the spring and the fall.
All right. I did not.
It's a 108-year-old tradition in Salinas Valley. The Nation's Lettuce Bowl is Salinas.
The Nation's Lettuce Bowl.
If you look on a bag of lettuce you get here in Shamrock or Amarillo or Albuquerque, it says Taylor Farms, T&A Farms, Grant Farm, Dole.
They're all right there.
It's, huh? It'll say Salinas, California on it. Not that.
So what you need is a little DNA in your lettuce.
Yeah. Yeah, honeymoon salad, you know what that is, don't you?
Lettuce
alone, I'm telling you.
And we were looking for music, and we've also got some pretty good jokes out of this deal. So
yes.
Because I guess you, yeah, he's stealing your stuff. That's like one musician, you know, steal another musician's jokes. But
that cowboy song, the Dos Rios song.
Tell us a little bit about this song before you get into it.
this part does tell you about. You know, up in the northeast corner of New Mexico, there's a place called the Dos Rios Ranch, where the grass grows tall and the water runs clear and cool. Well, this past June, we were up there gathering cattle. We quit early one afternoon, and Jerry asked Captain Horn and myself if we'd ride up on a ridge with him and look down upon God's creation. You know, from up there on high, you can still see the tracks of the Santa Fe Trail cutting through the prairie. Even a mark or two where some of those rugged pioneers didn't quite make it. Oh, it's a special place. Well, this song will tell you about what happened the rest of that afternoon up there on the ranch. On an ocean of prairie, on the Santa Fe Trail, where the spirits of cowboys and the coyotes wail. Hear the creaks of the wagons as they roll on so slow. Past poor Mr. Watkins, who lays there so cold. Yeah, this is Dos Rios, out in New Mexico, where the Canadian River and the Cimarron flow. There's always a cowboy, so you're never alone. Here at Dos Rios, the place we call home. Now you can still hear the whistles of the freight trains roll by. Past cactus and thistle, neath that hot prairie sky. But sometimes the cold winds of the winter come soon. You'd swear it's December in the middle of June. Yeah, this is Dos Rios, out in New Mexico, where the Canadian River and the Cimarron flow. There's always a cowboy, so you're never alone. Here at Dos Rios, the place we call home. It's a land full of history, where hard work and sweat paid your toll. Once you make the rock crossing, it's onward, wagons will roll. Here at Dos Rios, out in New Mexico, where the Canadian River and the Cimarron flow. But there's always a cowboy, so you're never alone. Here at Dos Rios, the place we call home. Siesta and vaquero, nunca estés solo, aquí en Dos Rios, the place we call home. On an ocean of prairie, on the Santa Fe Trail.
right. That was Dos Rios.
That's a real place. That's all true. That whole thing happened just like you heard it.
All right. Ed Montana in the studio with us, and that song was Dos Rios, and that was written about New Mexico.
Right about the ranch up. If you've been to Clayton and you're going to Springer.
Been there.
Just before you get to Springer, about 6 miles on the east side of Springer, you'll see a big ranch gate. It says Dos Rios Ranch.
From now on, it's going to have a whole new meaning when I go through there. I know the song.
The rock crossing and where the wagons used to cross. And the Cimarron and the Canadian come together right on the ranch. And there was one little spot about 100 yards long that was shallow enough where they could get down, slowly cross the wagons. And then they were in New Mexico territory back then. The army would come and meet them, the Mexican army, and escort them because they were bringing supplies and things to Santa Fe. And those wagon ruts are still in the ranch in the grass. And Jerry took us up on the east side, and we were looking down, and it was blowing the grass. And I said to Captain Horn, I said, an ocean of prairie on the Santa Fe Trail. And he looked at me and said, what'd you say? And that's where the idea for the song came from.
Well, that's a great one. So we're visiting with Ed Montana from Amarillo, Texas, who is kind of a local icon, I think. I mean, I think a lot of people know who you are because you've either been at, they've been to the rodeo or they've seen you on Channel 10 or some of the other events you've been in. So it's a pleasure to have you here in the studio.
It's a pleasure for me to be here and to be included.
Wow. I noticed kind of a theme to some of your music. It's a lot of God and country, and then the Western stuff. It all kind of blends together, which I really like.
I'm proud that you recognize that. On these the newest things we did in Nashville, on the inside of the cover, on both of them,
it says, God bless the men and women of our United States military. So.
And on each of the discs, I did a song about America and about the good Lord.
All right.
Because without one, you don't have the other.
That's right. Well, I love that. And that, you know, what, that's something we're privileged to do here with the radio station. We play a lot of the older country music, but it's all, you know, we also have...
You have complete control over it, too.
Yeah. So it's something that we've been pretty pleased to be a part of and to be able to bring people like you with those values on and share your music and a little bit of what's been going on in your life. We've got a little more time we need to fill here, and I'm welcome to open to any more stories about...
It's songs and music about where we are, where we live here in the Texas Panhandle, in the prairies. And I've lived all over the different places, met a lot of good folks, but the last 31 years now, and I've been coming to Amarillo before I moved here, I finally got the opportunity to. So this has been my home for 35 plus years.
Yeah.
And
so it's starting to feel like home, maybe.
Yeah.
It's
starting to feel. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's hear another song.
Well, down at the High Card Ranch, which is another tune on that, where the Salinas song is buried on that other one. The High Card Ranch is a ranch east of Amarillo. You turn at the Alsops there in Clarendon and go south, like you're going out to the J.A. Ranch. Before you get there, there's a place called the High Card, H-I-G-H-C-A-R-D. It used to be a part of the J.A. Ranch when it was 300,000-400,000 acres. And some of the far-reaching areas of it, they decided to sell off because it was just too far from headquarters to manage properly. So there was two gentlemen that wanted to buy the High Card, or buy
a ranch.
The ranch.
Yeah.
And the owner said, well, we're friends with both of you. They were both qualified. So they didn't want to say, okay, you get to buy it and you don't. So y'all come up with a way to figure that out. And Jerry Hodge, he said, hey, you want to cut cards? And the other fella said, sure. Okay. So High Card wins, right? And the other guy got a pretty good check just for his troubles, you know, consolation prize.
There you go.
And Jerry, when he's telling us this story years and years ago, he said, I was hoping I won because I didn't have the consolation prize money to give. The other guy had a, so they shoved, someone shuffled up the cards in front of 15 or 20 people. He reaches over and he turns over a nine of spades. You're like, oh, crap, got the tens, I got the jacks and the queens and the kings.
You're just
and
a little over halfway up there.
Yeah. And the other fella turned over a three. So that's where the name of the range
So is this up. Jerry Hodge that used to be
Jerry
the mayor? Okay.
Yes, and so he's owned it since about 81 and made quite a place out of it. And I'd go down and help cook, Vance and I, and some of our chuck wagon guys, and cook for the brandings and the roundups. And with the chuck, you know, we have a ball cooking, drinking beer, playing music.
Pretty good gig.
It's a pretty good gig. It's a lot of fun. And sleep on the ground at night. And Jerry, a lot of times in the medical business, would bring down clients from back east somewhere, New York City or Baltimore, in the Maxor, you know, the pharmaceutical industry.
Right.
And we'd have a ball on the ranch a night or two. They'd ride a horse or the four-wheelers and see cattle and longhorns and listen to the coyotes howl. We'd cook for them and then play some music.
Watch the desert sun go down. That kind of stuff.
This is all getting to a point here about this next song. And this one lady came down with four or five other folks from a medical firm in, I think, New York City. And she was pretty down in the dumps, an attractive lady. And one of the guys glanced and said, hey, what's the matter? Oh, she said, my boyfriend dumped me. And there was a dead silence. And Glenn, charming as he is, he said, how's it feel? He said, it's about time. He says, usually we're the dumpy. Now you are. And that just crushed her. You know, she's from New York City. And got, what did he just say?
Anyway, a song came out of that.
And so they didn't lose the account, luckily. And she was due to come back about 4 months later. So Jerry and I, we talked. He said, you ought to write a song about her. So I did.
And it goes something
and
like this.
And it goes something like this. But imagine a bunch of cats. Sitting around. Every time I've played this, most of the guys go, yeah. And I get that look from the ladies. You know, when they give you that eye.
Yeah.
You're all married. You know the look. Well, she lives up north in a big old city where the canyons are steel and stone. Up high on the top, it's a doggone pity she lives there all alone. She's got friends that tried to save her, put her name in the paper. They even tried Match.com. She said, I've got a plan, I'm gonna find me a man. I'll get a good one before they're all gone. Well, she's an up north Yankee cougar. Better look out, boys, she's making a run. Old men that try to please her, she calls them old geezers and teases them just for fun. When she hunts, she's a loner. Young boys that try to hold her, she throws them back one by one. She's got style, she's got class. Don't give her any sass, Yankee cougar, and she's making a run. Now you know why I get to look. We play this in the band sometimes, and the boys are all psh, meow, or the fiddler's going mew, mew, mew. Yeah. Well, she headed down south to a place called Texas, where everything's bigger, she's told. Said she's gonna find her a Cadillac cowboy rancher with pockets of gold. Well, she found her a dandy, said it's like taking candy. You walked right into my trap. But now she's howling at the moon, played her cards too soon. She met a cowboy who doesn't like cats. Well, she's an up north Yankee cougar. Better look out, boys, she's making the run. Old men that try to please her, she calls them old geezers and teases them just for fun. When she hunts, she's a loner. Young boys that try to hold her, she throws them back one by one. She's got style, she's got class. Don't give her any sass, Yankee cougar, and she's making a run. She's got style, she's got class, and really, honestly, a pretty good-looking hat. Yankee cougar, and she's making a run.
That is great there. Programs, Lyrics, and Legends. We've been having a good visit with somebody I consider a friend now. We've known each other for an hour or so.
Yeah.
Ed Montana from Amarillo, Texas, was kind enough to drive down and sit in the studio with us and share a little music. And
the spacious confines of the studio.
Yeah, we have great plans to expand.
I love it.
We are having fun doing radio and just getting...
And playing a good kind of music, too.
We try. We even have J.W. Lane and some of these guys that are local that get some airtime and let them come on the radio every now and then. It's been a while, OJ. Every day.
Yes, you do, all day long. Listen to it. It's on my computer there in the... At the warehouse at Coors.
All right. So if anybody is listening, you can stream this thing live.
You can
stream. Might be listening.
Oh, the little map shows up. There's a guy in Rhode Island, a guy in Oregon, Pennsylvania, and somebody in Colorado.
Great music so far, and I'm really enjoying the Western theme. One of my favorite movie lines is from the Blues Brothers. They walk in this bar in the middle of nowhere, and the barmaid's at the bar, and John Belushi, Elwood, walks up and he says, "What kind of music do you play here?" And she said, "We have both kinds, country and Western." So,
yeah, country and Western.
So I think you got the Western side of it
right.
covered pretty well. Do you do any covers from any of your old heroes?
Oh, Haggard songs, of course, that kind of stuff.
Any of the old Western?
Ray Price and Bob Wills and, San Antonio.
I was thinking there was a web page that was a...
I know which one you heard.
Okay. Thank you for bailing me out there.
I think it might have been The man from Florida we just lost on September 8th.
No, man, JW's going to break down here. That's his idol. All right.
Lord, I hope this day is good. I'm feeling empty and misunderstood. Should be thankful, Lord, I know I should. Lord, I hope this day is good. Lord, have you forgotten me? I've been praying to you faithfully. I'm not saying I'm a righteous man. Lord, I hope you understand. I don't need fortune, Lord, I don't need fame. Send down your thunder, Lord, send down the rain. And when you're planning just how it should be, plan a good day for me. This day is good. I'm feeling empty and misunderstood. Should be thankful, Lord, I know I should. Lord, I hope this day is good. Yeah, Lord, I hope this day is good.
Don Williams, man.
Dave Hanner, what a great song.
What about?
Yeah, that's on the new disc. We cut that one in Nashville, and some really fine players on that stuff.
All
you
right.
can hear that one. They're all online. And
so if a guy wants to find out where you're going to be appearing or check out your music, where do
the... EdMontana.com
or that's Facebook.
It's a real probably. Cheesy website. You're good with that.
I make them myself.
And on Facebook and different things. And
all right, I think that's how I found out where you were. It was a hit
the or you
Facebook
can call
thing.
The Randall County Sheriff. He usually has a this damn thing on my ankle's killing
you got,
me.
You got him on the speed dial or anything?
Yeah, no, he's got me on
no,
speed dial.
No, he's got
dial.
You on just like, Montana, where are you?
Yeah.
So. So tell me about the name. Is it, that's bigger than the whole West.
Last name on papered name is Walunas.
Okay.
Walunas. It's a Lithuanian name.
So that's the polka heritage.
That's well, yeah. That's what that's what they came with. I couldn't change that. But years ago in Denver, in 1980, I was doing a show with Patsy Montana, a radio station up there, KBRQ, the Radio Ranch, I remember. There was a band playing, then I was going to go out and do about 30 minutes, and then Patsy came out, and we were off in the wing there, standing there talking. She's just a sweet lady in her band, and it was a treat to meet her. And then the DJ got out there, all right, well, next thing up, here we go, and he was advertising this or that, and he looked over and he said, and here's Ed. And I was standing there next to Miss Patsy Montana, and he said, here's Ed Montana. And I said, what? And she said, oh, good. That's perfect. That'll help the name live on.
What a story. I'm glad I asked. I was like, no, yeah.
And so that's, and afterwards people were talking, hey, Ed Montana. And there it is.
Well, there you go. That's great stuff. Because
Edward Walloon is, you know, a whore Engelbert Humperdinck, you know, the same thing.
Yeah. We lived in a little town in Wyoming for a few years back in the 80s when I first got married that had one TV station that kind of switched back between whatever they wanted to play, and the polka stuff was real big up there. They had the...
Oh, you were around Evanston then, weren't you?
No, I was in a little town called Shoshone, and the TV station was... from another little town called Riverton.
But, Riverton, Wyoming. Yeah. A lot of bohunks up there and
yeah,
polka music.
But they like the polka music, so I got a little taste of the polka music. But we do have time to throw at least one more song in here, so play us a song.
You took off your peg leg, your wig, and your glass eye. You were surprised at the look on my face. I wanted to kiss and hug you, my darling, but you were scattered all over the place. Everybody now. Well, where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I found true love. You met another and you was gone. I see where we went with that. Completely off the rails. Yeah.
We're having too much fun for radio, visiting with Ed Montana in the studio at 92.9 FM in Shamrock, Texas. I want to thank you for coming over. What a great evening we've had.
Oh, you bet.
Visit with you and learn a little bit about you and know the guy that's been on Channel 10 singing and all this stuff. And
oh, got a lot of friends.
Get the background.
I heard that Billy Walker is the unofficial mayor here. Is that true?
Of the South Side.
Oh, South Side.
Yeah, South Side, yeah. We have another mayor that runs the other half of town, so okay. Anything past the golf courses.
Make you deal on a golf cart, too, won't he? Oh, my.
But we'll be sure and mention that... Mr. Bill, you were in town if we run into him.
Yeah, he can put it on his interweb up there in Ruidoso.
That's
or
right.
Or on his flip phone, one or the other.
Yeah, he can listen to us, which is another thing. This thing can be heard worldwide, but, you know, unless... I can't tell them on here because nobody's going to hear it.
Well, I've got friends in Innsbruck, Austria, and Nuremberg, Germany, and they will be listening.
All right. So when we get ready to play this, we'll share it with you, and we'll have the link on there for, yeah, yeah.
Interrupt this program.
You want to do one more?
I'll just play it for you anyway. So my sister said, you never write a song about New Mexico. Okay. They're both farmers, ranchers, married a guy named Steve for 30 years and 33 years. So I said, all right. I don't know where this idea came from, but I do too. It was inside of one of those. Well, she looked in my eyes and told me goodbye. Yeah, it's over. I knew then and there my field had run out of clover. I had to leave right away, go somewhere new and start over. So I headed west, it was nearing the end of October. I guess I'll go and see what's new in New Mexico. Lots of pretty senoritas with long dark hair everywhere you go. They're from the Uvas Valley or Old Messian way down close to El Paso. I guess I'll go and see what's new in New Mexico. Yeah, you got it.
Well, I woke up, well, that very next day, I was in Santa Fe, it's enchanting. Found myself on the floor with a beautiful girl, we were dancing. I held her close, I was thinking about some romancing. And then she whispered to me, "Hey gringo, you tickle my fancy." I'm glad I came to see what's new in New Mexico. All these pretty senoritas with long black hair everywhere you go. They're from the Uvas Valley, our old machine way down close to El Paso. I'm glad I came to see what's new in New Mexico.
The trumpets would play right here.
This could last Monday, maybe always. I got down on one knee and on her left hand placed a gold ring. We were making, she smiled and said yes, we were making the best of a good thing. And then she smiled at me and said, "Wait till you see what the spring brings." I'm glad I came to see what's new in New Mexico. All these pretty senoritas with long dark hair everywhere you go. They're from the Uvas Valley, old Mesquite way down close to El Paso. Oh, let's go and see what's new in New Mexico. They're from the Uvas Valley, our old Mesquite way down close to El Paso. I'm glad I came to see what's new in New Mexico.
Yeah.
All right.
What's new in New Mexico?
Programs, Lyrics, and Legends. We've been visiting with Ed Montana. Thanks for coming over.
Oh, thank you. Pleasure to be here.
What a night. We've really had a lot of fun visiting with you and listening to your music. And anyway, if people want to check out Ed Montana, you can go to Facebook probably or edmontana.com.
Correct. And it's on, what is all that stuff? iTunes and Spotify and
Google Play.
Is that where it is? Google Play.
We appreciate you coming over from Amarillo, being with us. We'll look forward to catching up with you again soon.
All right. Well, y'all get to Amarillo. Stop by the
warehouse.
You're
going to be doing some stuff out at the Starlight.
We'll have a cold adult beverage.
All right.
Yeah, at the Starlight Ranch, they'll fire up again in, I think Memorial Day is going to be his first blowout. I was talking to Bobby Lee the other day.
All right. We'll be looking forward to hearing more of that.
Not sure, but I think he's got Kevin Fowler and Aaron Watson together
scheduled
for Memorial Day weekend.
All right.
At Starlight Ranch. That'll be a blowout.
That'll be a good one.
That'll be
all
fun.
Right. Well, thanks for coming over, friend.
You bet. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it.
We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware. Join us next time here on Legends 92.9.